From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The tempo is picking up in the Alabama legislature as lawmakers resumed the regular session this week. Governor Kay Ivey issued her budget proposal while legislators discussed Alabama's health insurance coverage gap. We talk about that in our weekly legislative wrap-up with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
Governor Kay Ivey's proposed budgets total nearly $8.8 billion for the Education Trust Fund, then almost $3 billion for the General Fund. That's the largest budgets ever, not adjusted for inflation. What are some of the highlights of these proposals?
Just saying that out loud is significant. Largest budgets that have ever been proposed. Of course, that comes on really two or three years that they've set records before. And look, that $8.8 billion education budget, that's not even counting the $2.8 billion in revenue surplus. So they're doing other things with that. Same thing in the general fund. There's about a 20% surplus. But hitting the high points, you know, she's fully funding education. There's big plus-ups for K-12 education, big plus-ups for higher ed, for community colleges. Specific to education programs, there are major investments in the Alabama Literacy Act, our reading program, the Alabama Numeracy Act, the same thing on the math side. In the general fund, big plus-ups for Medicaid. The reason for that is we are seeing a post-pandemic drop-off of federal funds. Also for the Department of Corrections, most of that has to do with a new health care contract for prison inmate care. So every agency, every school, everywhere is dealing with increased costs, and so a lot of this budget is going toward those increased costs.
Now, budgets are often the last thing that lawmakers pass, but any initial reaction so far?
You're right. They're not going to actually take these budgets up in committee probably until late April into May. I almost call it the comment period. But yeah, I mean, the main thing I've heard pertains to tax rebates. In her supplemental budget proposal, meaning how to deal with that $2.8 billion surplus in the education budget, about $1 billion of that she puts toward tax rebates, $400 for single filers, $800 for married filing jointly. But I'm starting to hear from rank-and-file lawmakers, hey, we're not sure that's the best way to spend that. Maybe it's more permanent tax cuts. Maybe it's more in this grocery tax reduction or removal situation. So that's really the biggest not criticism, but one of the biggest changes I've been hearing about lawmakers wanting to make.
The House Health Committee held a meeting this week about the state's coverage gap. That refers to people who earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough for plans under the Affordable Care Act. Advocates say that's about 300,000 people in Alabama. Now, those same advocates have pushed to expand Medicaid, but this meeting was billed as an educational meeting. And so what was this meeting about?
Yeah, we were really curious when it went on the calendar, right? So it was basically an informational meeting about there's a certain segment of Alabamians who, as you said, make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to qualify for subsidies for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And so that leaves people kind of in the lurch if you're not lucky enough to have health insurance through your provider. Most of people, you know, in politics and government, they've worked in an environment where they have health insurance as part of their job. So they may not be familiar with the profile. You know, this is the person that is serving your food. This might be the person that is taking care of your car. Many times they're working, but they still can't afford health insurance, and what that means when you can't. I think it was an eye-opening experience for a lot of lawmakers, and I think starts the conversation about what to do. You're right about Medicaid expansion. That's been a bugaboo for a while. Republicans have not wanted to touch that just because historically they've been against expanding programs like that. There are other options being talked about in terms of using a more private market option. I think you're starting to see Republicans become more accustomed to the policy goal of let's try to get these people covered with health insurance one way or the other.
So Republican leaders aren't necessarily on board with expanding Medicaid, but they are willing to look at some other way to try to close this coverage gap.
I think so. I think right now if you had a plan to do it, for whatever reason, was not called Medicaid expansion, we called something else, just put a different name on it, a lot of Republicans would support it. I think there are some novel ideas being talked about, but we're at the very beginnings of those conversations.
Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was Todd Stacey, the host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. You can hear our weekly legislative wrap-up most Fridays during the legislative session.